Manufacturing jobs did come back to America, but listen to where. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's word today the United States has recovered 1.5 million manufacturing jobs since the Great Recession. That from a think tank called the Economic Innovation Group. But the data show that growth is patchy. Marketplace's Renata Sego's following this. Renata, patchy?
Job growth in manufacturing has been especially strong in the past 2 years. 460,000 new jobs in that sector since December 2016. Boosting blue-collar employment had been and still is really a focal point of President Trump's campaign. What's happened, though, is that these new manufacturing jobs have sprung up in places that didn't really lose them in the first place. Traditional manufacturing hubs like Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, they've had average or below average job growth. These are areas that were disrupted by automation and the outsourcing of jobs. Places like Silicon Valley and Houston, they're seeing some of the strongest growth. The report even mentions Nevada as a big winner, where Tesla has a new factory making electric batteries.
All right. So the growth is clearly unequal.
Right. And these new manufacturing jobs aren't necessarily in the same industries that lost them. The study says a lot of these jobs are actually tied to a boom in craft brewing and winemaking. The study also says job growth in manufacturing is slowing because of trade disputes with China.
All right. Marketplace's Renata Sego, thank you very much. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE stock index in London is down 0.7%. U.S. stock index futures are down. The S&P future down 0.4%. NASDAQ future down 0.9%. Crude oil prices are down slightly today after skyrocketing yesterday when two tankers were attacked with explosives near the Strait of Hormuz. The New York price is near $52 a barrel now, down 0.5%. Now, the crew here at Marketplace is about to do you a favor. Listen to this. 80% of people who asked their credit card company for a better interest rate in the last year got a better rate. This from a new survey from an outfit called Compare Cards. Just ask. But few do, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
U.S. credit card debt is near an all-time high, so lower interest rates could save a lot of consumers money. But in the Compare Cards survey, only 1 in 5 cardholders had asked.
People dramatically underestimate the power of the ask.
Stanford business professor Margaret Neal teaches negotiation.
So many people assume that most folks will say no, when in reality, most folks say yes.
Not only were card companies willing to lower rates, they also waived fees and raised credit limits when customers asked. Matt Schultz at Compare Cards says the card issuers have a business incentive to say yes.
It's about getting you to stick around. And if waiving an annual fee for a year or increasing your credit limit or lowering your APR a bit will get you to stick around, there's a good chance that they may do that.
Schultz says cardholders can better their chances if they come to the negotiation with another card offer for a lower rate and they ask their current card to match it. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
The party's over on the London Metal Exchange after 142 years drinking alcohol on the job during work hours is being banned. The Financial Times says this applies to any staff on the trading floor where they still have humans buying and selling stuff like aluminum, copper, lead, hardcore. I remember the open outcry in the Chicago trading pits when all they banned was coffee. In our recent series, Brains and Losses, we explored aging and vulnerability to financial scams and what you and your loved ones can do about it. This is the kind of important, in-depth reporting that matters to you and to all of us at Marketplace. Your donations are what keeps it going. Please give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. We can have grand, romantic ideas about how our financial lives should unfold. Then there's reality. That's what our new podcast called This Is Uncomfortable is all about. Stories about what it means to be an adult and the role our jobs and finances play in that. This is also a set of subjects that can be super awkward. And I want to welcome the host of This Is Uncomfortable, Rima Kreis, whose reporting work you will have heard on this program in recent years. Hi, Rima.
Hey, David.
So, I mean, your thesis here, I think, is very true, right? It's just awkward a lot,
yeah.
The whole subject, right?
Yeah, for sure. As you said, money is something that influences so much of our lives, right? Like our relationships and the jobs we go after or the communities we build. And I think we spend a lot of time talking about how to invest or save for retirement, but not really about how money makes us feel. And so when I say money, I'm talking about all the things connected to it, right? Jobs, ideas of worth, success, and opportunity. So going to explore all those things.
Well, give me some examples of some of the things the podcast is going to take on.
So in our first episode, we look at how student loans complicated a couple's relationship. One partner has debt while the other doesn't. And at one point, one of them makes a huge gesture to help pay down the loan. Here's actually a clip from that episode.
Like, how do you go and complain, like, my man wants to put money on my loans and I don't know if I want him to? You know, like, you have to be really close to somebody to be able to share that with him.
That's a fun story. We're also going to explore some heavier topics like getting an inheritance after an unexpected death and how money complicates grief.
It's more money than I ever thought I would have, and I don't want any of it. I was like, send it all back. I don't care about any of this.
And yeah, and we'll also have stories that just reflect what's going on in the world, you know, social and cultural critiques as it relates to money and jobs. Like, one of our first episodes tackles all the baggage that comes with showing emotions, specifically crying at work, which according to this recent study is something that like half of the workforce has experienced. So going to get into that.
It's not taboo to cry at work. It's taboo certainly to talk about crying at work, I think. My goodness. Yeah. But you can see all this stuff. Mm. Advocates are telling everybody they should share their salary levels with their coworkers, but that starts trouble in itself, even though it can help with pay equity issues.
Right. And I think, though, like, those conversations are really valuable, right? Like, I think the more we talk about this stuff, like really get into it and be vulnerable and honest with ourselves, the more likely it is that we make smarter and more thoughtful decisions around money and our work.
That there is the host of the new Marketplace podcast called This Is Uncomfortable, my colleague Rima Kreiss. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David. Subscribe.
Subscribe for free to This Is Uncomfortable, wherever you get podcasts. A new story every week about life and how money messes with it. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.